This reflection is based on the Gospel of Luke 2 and Matthew 2, 1 through 12. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Blessed Christmas season, friends. I pray your Christmas was all that you hoped for and more. As I prepared, read the readings, and reflected, I just kept coming back to the incarnation and the Christmas season. It makes me a little crazy that once December 26 comes, our society says, Christmas is over, when in fact, it is just beginning. The Christmas season, according to our liturgical calendar, ends at Jesus' baptism. And just look at the beautiful feast days during the Christmas season. Feast of the Holy Family, the Solemnity of Mary, the Epiphany, the Baptism of our Lord, to name a few. So I ask your indulgence as I am going to focus on the whole and share my recent experiences as I prepare to write to you. Christmas morning Mass, I heard what may have been for me the best Christmas homily I had ever heard. The truth is, what can the priest or deacon say? We know the story, we know the purpose, we know the love. But this homily had me be silent, to feel the love, peace, and awe. I ask for permission to share this homily, and I humbly ask you to try what the deacon asks at the end of his homily. You have all heard Christmas homilies every year of your life. You all know the story. I just read the story. You have told your children and grandchildren the story. So what can I say? My words will be brief, and I want to focus on the why. God so loved the world that he gave his son. God so loves you that he gives you his son. Again today, in numerous ways and most intimately here in the Eucharist, love is the why. Love is what we celebrate. God loves us so immensely, so intently, so intimately, beyond our comprehension of love. That is why the Incarnation. That is why a part of himself came to live with us, in poverty, in simplicity, in sacrificial love, to endure every aspect of being human, except sin, including suffering and death, for one reason, so that through this sacrificial love we can return to him for eternity. God is all love. He is the source of all love. His love is in us so that we can reflect love to the world. As we gather with friends or family, as we give gifts, as we share a meal, laughter, and memories, we love one another. Love is what it's all about. And God just asks us for some of that love to come back to him in service to him and our neighbor. Most of us have spent the last few weeks too busy, too stressed, too focused on material preparation. But for the next 2 minutes, we're going to put all that behind us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus was with the Father and Spirit from the beginning. Through Jesus, all things were made, and the Word became flesh, and made his dwelling among us and in us. There is so much awe and wonder in this beginning of John's Gospel, if we take the time to think about it. Ecclesiastes tells us there is a time to speak and a time to be silent. The psalmist tells us that God said, "Be still and know that I am God." So for the next 2 minutes, I am asking you to picture the nativity scene in your mind. You know the scene. Close your eyes and picture it. I'll keep time. And in the silence, find peace in the why of the Incarnation. Deacon Bob Dooley, 1225-23. The next experience was as I was reading an excerpt from the book, Mystery of the Altar, Daily Meditations on the Eucharist. One of the meditations was St. Peter Julian Aimard, 1811 to 1868, who describes the Nativity of the Lord as the beginnings of the Eucharist. For the bread of life was laid in a manger to give life to the world. Connecting the Incarnation to the Passion, St. Peter explains how both express God, Christ's self-giving love, and that both are embraced by the Eucharist. As Mary treasured the Christ child in her arms, so must Christians honor the Eucharistic Lord. Page 372. Wow, how profound is that? And how challenging. I ask myself, and you, do I, you, treasure the Eucharist when it is placed in my, your hands, as Mary treasured Jesus when he was in her hands? For in both, it is indeed Jesus. The final experience was as I reflected on Matthew's Gospel and the three Magi. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Matthew 2:12. These three moments in time, I believe, was the Holy Spirit inspiring me to once again grow deeper in love with Jesus, to grow more intimately in my faith and my relationship with Mary, to grow more into the person he created me to be, to help myself and perhaps you. I reflected on these questions. When I hold the Eucharist in my hand, do I experience the awe and wonder that Mary experienced when she held her son? For in both, it is indeed Jesus. Do I believe that? Do I pay homage to Jesus? Do I prostrate myself before him? Literally kneeling, bowing, genuflecting, being silent. Figuratively, putting God before myself. What is God calling me to, rather than what do I want or wish to do for him? What gifts do I bring to Jesus? Are there gifts I hold back? My sorrow and fear? My joys and successes? My hopes, dreams, and aspirations? My doubts, shortcomings, flaws, sins? My time, my talents, my treasure? Wishing you a blessed New Year. I pray the eyes and ears of your heart are open to all the many wonders and blessings God has for you and yours. Jesus Christ is born. Hallelujah. Michelle Dooley.